From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. State and federal water officials last week announced preliminary water deliveries of 15% of requested supplies for 2024 from the State Water Project and the Federal Central Valley Project. But the state acknowledges the water delivery pledges don't consider recent and anticipated storms expected to add to California's water supply. Recent storms boosted water levels in some key reservoirs as well as Sierra Nevada snowpack. The National FFA developed this week's Next Gen Conference to give high school students from around the country an opportunity to explore a variety of career paths before graduation. This year, Agricultural Communications will engage high school students with hands-on sessions, roundtables, and tours to explore emerging trends, issues, and opportunities in the field of ag communications. This year's Next Gen Conference in Dallas wraps up tomorrow. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller announced his commitment to providing support to the state's producers as they deal with the aftermath of a devastating wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned through almost 1,700 square miles of land, making it the largest in Texas since 1988. Miller says over 85% of the state's cattle population is located in the Panhandle. Disaster declarations have been made in 60 counties.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.